Pope Benedict also spoke to another important audience, more than 430 Catholic educators on the campus of the Catholic University of America. Unlike Pope John Paul II, who lectured Catholic university leaders 18 years ago for watering down their institution's Catholic identity, Pope Benedict spoke to them as one of their own, as a former college professor. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The large room crowded with educators from across the United States erupted as Pope Benedict made his way to a makeshift stage. He waved, smiled, sat down, and read his entire message in a soft voice.
It is my great pleasure to meet you and to share with you some thoughts regarding the nature and identity of Catholic education today.
Catholic identity, the Pope said, is not about course offerings or the number of Catholic versus non-Catholic students and faculty on campuses. It's about faith, the Pope said. In Catholic institutions, students must be able to grow in the knowledge of Christ and his teachings.
Any appeal to the principle of academic freedom in order to justify positions that contradict the faith and the teaching of the Church would obstruct or even betray the university's identity and mission by turning away from God.
In the audience, a few university presidents seemed surprised Benedict wasn't more forceful. The Vatican, after all, has watched with growing unease as U.S. Catholic colleges become more secular, often allowing students and faculty to promote what the Church considers anti-Catholic views, such as same-sex marriage or pro-choice organizations on their campuses. And that worries Dr. Dave Waggie, president of St. Gregory's University in Oklahoma. He says Catholic identity can only mean one thing.
Surrounding the students with the symbols and the environment and the climate of a Catholic institution, a respect for the sacraments, and letting them feel like it's comfortable to be able to discuss religious values in and out of the classrooms with our faculty and staff.
Catholic identity, though, cannot be seen in a vacuum, says Father Charles Curry, president of the Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities. He says Catholic institutions must have a dialogue with the surrounding culture.
There's got to be some give and take, and the Pope understands that. Some folks, I think, were predicting this was going to be taking us to the woodshed, and it certainly didn't happen. It was a very affirming talk.
Curry says Catholic colleges today don't want to defy the Church. They want to be the one place where the Church can engage the rest of the world. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.